NT is making slow progress on its racism report, and South Australia's Aboriginal Children and Young People Commissioner is investigating child removals. Hello, I'm Harrison Peterson with the National Indigenous News. The NT is making slow progress in tackling racism in the jurisdiction. In 2021, the government agreed to conduct a systemic review to uncover and eliminate racism in its agencies under the Aboriginal Justice Agreement. But 3 years on, the review has only been partially completed. University of Technology Sydney professor Chris Kanin helped design the framework for the review. He told the ABC it's important the government gets the review right.
If you look at policing and criminal justice system, you might have bail laws in place which are difficult for Aboriginal people to meet in terms of the conditions of bail, and so they're more likely then to be remanded in custody. If you look at child protection, you might have very narrow understandings of what kinship is, which actually then discriminates against Aboriginal kinship systems. Telecommunications are a really important area, particularly for remote Aboriginal people, where they can't access the internet. And we know, all of us know, that government services and non-government services like banking, for example, require an access to the internet to be able to conduct business. If you can't access the internet, then you're facing severe problems.
South Australia's Department for Child Protection has apologised to mothers who have had their newly born babies taken from them. The department has been accused of removing children from their families, who they believe lived in unsuitable housing or failed to attend attennial appointments. It's been criticised during an inquiry into the removal of First Nations children for not notifying parents or their support workers of their plans until after the mother gave birth. The investigation has found a quarter of the children removed were Indigenous. The state's Commissioner for Aboriginal Children and Young People, April Laurie, has been investigating the issue. She's been speaking to mothers as part of an ongoing inquiry into the removal of children. While the rates of removal are already a concern, the way in which removals are conducted have been labelled as terribly cruel. Tropical Cyclone Megan is expected to make landfall between the Northern Territory community of Nathan River and the Queensland border later today. The system is currently a Category 3, with wind gusts of up to 200 kilometres per hour. It's already dumped a year's worth of rain on the Groote Island, and there are concerns it could cause flash flooding in Gulf communities. The Australian Defence Force has been brought in to assist with evacuations in and around the township of Boorowulla. The Bureau of Meteorology's Miriam Bradbury says once the system deteriorates, the emergency response will transition.
We do have a couple of other hazards we need to be mindful of. The first is the abnormally high tides we could see around the Southern Gulf, not just today, but over the next few days in the wake of this system. So high tides significantly above the highest tide of the year.
Still to come, Uber forced to fork over hundreds of millions of dollars to taxi operators.
The Evergreen program, run by the ATO, is for Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander people. Over 12 months, you'll receive a competitive salary while building your professional skills in a supportive team. Once complete, you'll earn a certificate for and a permanent job at the next level with a higher salary. Applications close April 15th. Make big things happen in your career by visiting ato.gov.au/evergreen.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Program sponsor.
Uber will cough up almost $272 million to compensate taxi and hire car drivers who lost out when the rideshare company moved into the Australian market. A class action against Uber was expected to go to trial in Victoria, but lawyers said it would be abandoned after the rideshare giant agreed to the settlement. They say drivers and car owners lost income and license value because of Uber's arrival into the market. It's the fifth largest class action settlement in the country's history. A review into the Brisbane Olympics has recommended the state government construct a brand new stadium instead of revamping the Gabba. The review led by former Brisbane Mayor Graham Quirk found that revamping Brisbane's cricket grounds to become an Olympic stadium would likely cost over $3 billion. Instead, the Olympic and Paralympic Infrastructure Review recommended the Queensland government constructs a new stadium for the 2032 Games at Victoria Park between Hurston, Kelvin Grove and Spring Hill. And that is the latest National Indigenous News.
You're not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need? Need to find someone you can trust? Call Marawa Law. They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector. They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more. Choose a law firm that understands you, Marawa Law. Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 130 88.
Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow.
What do you want to do for the rest of your life? Nobody knows that. Question is, what do you want to do next?
Practical courses.
With flexible choices.
Start a diploma to start earning faster.
Open up pathways to a uni degree. Do what feels right for right now. At TAFE Queensland. Apply now. RTO 0275 PRV 13003.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev. Going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbarip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. You can also text your brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, you mob? Too deadly. Let's open up the show with Bandara with Janawara.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Get to where we walk about in our rainforest, yeah. Eating only wild berries and fruit.
Hey, why?
When we could walk about in our rainforest, yeah. When we could walk about, then people talk about. Bandara jene no wangara jene na baroji jene na pulgoro jene. Bandara jene no wangara jene na baroji jene na pulgoro jene. Hey, hey. From Jabba Guy, he made the Yabba Wawel.
Squawk it.
Hey, why? They are the protectors of this rainforest of North Queensland, yeah. And when they go walk about, then people talk about. Dara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na pulkoro jine. Dara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na pulkoro jine. Eh eh. Wo 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 wo. Yeah 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 yeah.
river dry from Jabba Guy and Bullwai. Him and the Jabba Wawin. Scrub kick. They are the protectors of these rainforests of North Queensland, yeah. And when they go walk about, then people talk about. Dara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na bulgoro jine. Dara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na bulgoro jine. Eh, eh.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnin' with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, Bama Bipra Media, 98.7 FM. Here on Yidinji country, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Digital Radio Service, for our daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarnin' Strong. All topics here, all ears here, 1-800-422-416. Looking at news, what's headlines at the moment? ABC, Indigenous artefacts return to traditional owners after spending 100 years on North Queensland cane farm. So in short, Indigenous artefacts found on a North Queensland cane farm have been returned to traditional owners. The artefacts were held on a farm for 100 years. The Indigenous people hope this might cause more people to return to return artefacts. Not now that the sword and shield, which belonged to Rainforest people and were discovered in the 1920s on Wagarumay country near Ingham, have been returned to their rightful owners. The region is home to the longest single drop waterfall in Southern Hemisphere and features stunning rainforest. But Wagarumay traditional owner Thomas Holden says the land was changed. Has changed since colonisation. The First Nation people of the Aboriginal people of this country, their core values as human beings were taken away from them, Mr. Holden said. A lot of land cleared occurred. There was a lot of agriculture. Sugar was one of the major industries. The same land changes also uncovered pieces of Wagarumay's past, a thought to be lost forever until now. Marion Addock grew up on the Ingham cane farm, where her grandfather discovered the Indigenous artefacts. Miss Addock said the property was cleared in 1923 to make way to sow sugar cane, and it was properly around that time when the shield and sword were found. It was her father who put them away for safekeeping. So there it is, good news story, and for everybody out there, keep your eyes and ears open for artefacts and things like that. And like I said, first people of this country have got fingerprints everywhere. Have you seen Yarnup Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We were born to the soul of the deep diving pearls left the straits. Over top our currency, well, fell to work in a few good sugar cane. Heard the whistle calling from a railroad train. Your story feels like home to me. My wonders, I think I will see. Wish I could hear you play for us one more time with the boys' chorus.
Yeah, Naba Nora and the Reese song. That's Busby Moreau here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarnup Strong? 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yarnup with the Bully on here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM, Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service for your daily program, National Talk Black. Now, second First Nations child removal complaint filed in Human Rights Commission. Shine Lawyers has filed a complaint in the Australian Human Rights Commission against the Department of Communities in Western Australia, alleging the department has been removing First Nations children from their families, discriminatory in what has been dubbed a second wave of stolen generation. Look, with that, on a catch up yarn there with Caitlin Wilson, Shine Lawyers Special Counsel. And on the line, we got Caitlin. Good morning, Caitlin. How are you?
Morning. Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Caitlin?
I'm based in Brisbane.
In Brisbane. Okay. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking second First Nations child removal complaint filed in Human Rights Commission. Shine Lawyers has filed a complaint with the Australian Human Rights Commission. So shed some light, please, on this situation.
So, as you said, it's the second complaint that we filed. The first complaint was for the state of New South Wales. The second complaint relates to the state of WA. Mm-hmm. And the complaint is alleging that the Department of Child Protection has engaged in unlawful discrimination in their investigation of First Nations children and families, in the removal of First Nations children from their families, and again in their failure to reunify First Nations children with their families following removal.
So to be part of this class action investigation, what is required? What's the criteria?
So there's three groups of eligible people. The first is adults who were themselves removed as children and were placed into state care with a non-First Nations care, or they were not reunified with their family. The second group of people is those parents, cultural parents and carers, who've had a child removed from their care by the department, placed into state care, again with the non-First Nations care, or again, they were not restored to their care. And then the third group of people is people who were nominated to provide care for a First Nations child who was removed, or they applied to be a carer for a child that was removed, and the department either did not assess them or their application to care was rejected.
So these laws, they come into play, even though this happened years ago, and they're strong. There's a strong foundation in regard to these laws, these claims?
Yes. So we're looking right back until the 5th of March 1992.
Okay.
While the legislation varies from state to state,
yes,
they all have what's called the Aboriginal Child Placement Principles, and that effectively requires when children are removed, they are to be placed in a hierarchy, and family should be looked at first,
yes,
kin, community. There's again, it differs from state to state, but there's usually a requirement that children be placed in close proximity to their community, and only as a last resort should they be placed with a non-Aboriginal care. But what we're actually finding is that the compliance with that is very limited.
Okay.
So while we've got this legislation that on the face of it looks really great, compliance is the primary issue that we're seeing.
And where are we at regarding... could there be charges laid, or could there be compensation to families? Where are we at in that situation?
So what we're looking to do is obtain compensation for the families, as well as drive some legislative change. Those are the two main outcomes that we're seeking in the investigation, in the filing of the complaint, and eventually in any class action that's filed.
And Katie, what's the turnaround in regard to the outcomes? How far are we at with that?
The Australian Human Rights complaint might take anywhere from 6 months to 8 months to be reviewed and terminated. From there, we can file a federal court application. Typically, class actions can take 3 to 5 years, but there's a lot of variables, so that's just a rough guide as to the time frame we're looking at.
Fight the good fight. Caitlin, thank you so very much. I look, all the best to you, and we'll get on soon. Please keep in touch. Thank you.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Bye, Caitlin. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
There it is, Caitlin Wilson, Shine Lawyers Special Counsel, and talking about the second First Nations child removal complaint filed in Human Rights Commission. And Shine Lawyers has filed a complaint in the Australian Human Rights Commission against the Department of Communities in Western Australia, alleging the department has been removing First Nations children from their families discriminatorily in what is being dubbed a second wave of stolen generation. is the second complaint filed by the firm against the Department of Child Protection, which may lead to a class action for the affected families. The first complaint was filed against the Department of Communities and Justice, New South Wales, in the AHRC in January this year. So there it is. As they say, oil always rises to the top. Fight the good fight. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A shy black boy who came to the city to learn about life, and now his people lost their lives. His parents died when he was just a child, and now his life is mystified. Black boy, black boy, the color of your skin is your pride.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM BBM.
Then you wave goodbye. tioka makataka tioka makataka tioka.
In the mango rain.
Makataka tioka makataka tioka.
Are you the one who understands these family plans?
Yeah, black fella, white fella, Warumpi Ben here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Chim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbleweb Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, have you seen your mob? The total, what have we got here? Aussies are returning to cash. New data from the Reserve Bank of Australia shows Australians are increasingly choosing not to use cash, the total number of ATM machines, cash withdrawals made in Australia during January 24 was over 30,235,600. Says not included FPOS, cash outs, and over-the-counter bank. Look, with that, we're going to catch up yarn with Jason Bryce, spokesperson for the Cash Welcome Campaign. On the line, Jason, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Trevor.
Where are you based, Jason? How are you?
I'm in Melbourne.
Yes. And I'm just saying, cash is currency, is it not? Isn't it not the currency of this Australia? They say cash is king?
Cash is king and cash is legal tender.
Yes.
Throughout Australia and its territories.
All right. So you're the spokesperson for the Cash Welcome campaign. They should not be throwing cash out the window, so to speak. If we've got cash in our pocket, it's a currency. They should be able to service us or give us the products we are requiring or we're purchasing, are we not?
That's right, and everybody understands that. Millions of Aussies trust and rely on cash, physical banknotes and coins.
Yes.
In their pockets every day, and
yes.
Nobody has voted for us to become a cashless society. We have a right to access our own currency.
Yep.
Really, it's a failure of the regulators and the government not to protect our rights to use cash if we choose.
Exactly. So there's some. So when you're saying the rights, and you're talking about the rules and what have you. So if there's a corner store down on the corner that doesn't want to accept cash, are they going outside the law? Are they operating illegally?
Most Aussies think that.
Yeah.
The ACCC, which is a government regulator, and the RBA, I've written letters to both of them, say they're not. So we need this clarified, and I've got a petition going.
Yes.
And hundreds of thousands of people have signed the petition to say, we want this cleared up.
Yes, exactly.
Have we got a right to use cash if we choose?
Yeah.
Why are retailers allowed to knock back cash and say, nah, we want to go cashless with all the fees and the information and the data associated with all those transactions? Look, we want to take control, keep control of our own money.
Sure.
If we want to lend it to somebody, if we want to give it to somebody, we know what's going on. We know how to budget. We know what we've got to the next payday.
But it's our own given right to use the cash or not.
And everybody understands how cash works.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easy. Some people will never use cashless. Some people don't want to download the app or have their information out there in cyberspace.
Sure.
And those people, along with the rest of us, have rights.
Now, Jason, you've got an online petition calling for government's action to protect access and acceptance of cash. It's now collected more than 164,000 signatures. How do people get involved? How do people sign the petition?
Yeah, so it's the change.org petition. So you go to change.org/banking and cash guarantee. Banking and cash guarantee. If you look that up, you'll find me and my petition and hundreds of thousands of people, 1,000 people a day around about, are signing this petition, and I'm sending it to all the politicians.
Yep.
Look, last month you might have seen Bob Catter caused a bit of a stink in Parliament House because he couldn't pay for his lunch with a $50 note.
Yeah.
And right away, Parliament House changed the rules. So Bob Catter and all the other MPs can pay with cash at all the retailers inside Parliament House if they want it. So if they can click their fingers and change the rules in Parliament House, I'm not sure why they can't
Exactly.
Make sure that the rest of us have a right to use cash if we want it.
It did affect the Member of Parliament, so he made the statement straight away when he went into Parliament, and they changed it just like that, click of a finger. So it's got to happen to the politician first, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, good old Bob Catter. Good on Bob Catter, yes, for raising the issue. I got to say that.
Yeah.
And I'd really like, and Bob Catter's a big supporter of this petition and this whole issue.
Mm.
And there's a lot of other MPs who are supporting it. There's a committee going on, a Senate committee having a look at this. The Treasurer's got a modernising payment system process. So there's a lot going on, and the rules they make this year are going to impact on our right to use cash in the future. It's
exactly.
Now is the time in 2024 to say no.
Yes.
No to a cashless society.
Exactly. And for those businesses out there who do not accept cash, I think it harms their business. If you're going to take my business, I'll take my business elsewhere. I'll go to your opposition across the road. They'll take cash.
100%. And what's going on is, so I started this petition when my local supermarket went cashless.
Yeah.
And it took them about 2 months to backflip completely.
Okay.
And they put a sign out the front saying, we've listened to our customers and we're now accepting cash again.
Beautiful.
So it does work. And there's plenty of other retailers, KFC. There's a few big city ones, Nando's, who have all tried to go cashless. And then just because of the complaints and because of the loss of business, they've backflipped. And they're accepting cash and cards again. And that, look, I'm not against tapping cards and phones and
it's
stuff.
It's convenient.
It's about choice.
Yep.
It's
about choice.
Choice.
And we should have the choice to do cash in our pocket or key card in the other pocket. Either way, choice.
That's right.
Exactly.
And look, this is stressing out a lot of elders and a lot of other people who don't want to know about your latest app. Or your latest online, what's it, doodle, you know? They just want to know that the cash in their pocket is going to be able to be accepted when they want to buy the food and the essentials that we need to live. And that's what my petition says. It says two things.
Yep.
One, banks got to provide us access to cash, you know? Stop closing down the ATMs and the branches.
Yep.
And two, supermarkets especially have got to make a commitment that we'll always be able to use cash to buy the stuff we need to live. I don't really care about every little weird little boutique retailer.
Sure.
But
the fundamental, the necessities.
Necessities,
shopping centres. Exactly.
The fundamentals.
Petrol stations, yep.
That's
shopping
right.
centres. Jason, thank you very much. I hear your call. Thank you very much. All the best. So once again, where can people find you? Where can people add to the petition?
Check out change.org/banking and cash guarantee. If you type in some of those words, I'm sure you'll find me. But look, thanks, Trevor, for the time. And cash is king.
Cash is king. Jason, all the best. Talk soon, my friend. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
There it is, Jason Bryce, his name is, spokesperson for the Cash Welcome Campaign. Cash is king. Cash is a currency of Australia. Is it not? That's the question. Yes, it is. And if you walk in the store, you should be able to pay cash. And those people who don't want to accept cash, so you only take cards, you may lose business out of it as well. They may go to your opposition. There it is, food for thought. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We're at 11:39 in Queensland, so we've got about 21 minutes to go for National Talk Black. Have your say.
Thinking about your body next to mine. Butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember.
Hey, you mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Brothers,
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in the Yindji country, BBM Bumba Brit Media 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And embracing the vibrance of Cairns' culturally diverse community, Centrecare FNQ will celebrate Harmony Day with a festival of food, music, dance, and fun for everyone. And that's happening from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Elevation Church in Manura today. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Andrea Obiesekere. Hope I got that name right. And a very good morning. Andrea, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm good. How do you pronounce your surname?
It's Obiesekere. Perfect.
Lovely. Thank you. Welcome to the program. So Centrecare FNQ, first of all, who's Centrecare FNQ?
Who is Centrecare FNQ? We're a small-based community service in Cairns. We've been operating for just over 40 years.
Good.
And we do a lot of work in mental health and wellbeing, multicultural services and aged care and disability.
Lovely. Fantastic. And you're doing a Harmony Day celebration, culturally diverse celebration, festive food, music and dance. For everyone, that's happening today from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right.
Good. So, any cost there? Any fee to get in?
No, it's a free community event.
Okay, and happening at the Elevation Church in Manura.
That's correct. Yeah.
All right, fantastic. So, how many days? Is this a one-off thing? Is this an annual thing that you guys do?
Yeah, it's a Harmony Day celebrated nationally every year.
Yes.
Today, and so every year for the last probably 5 or 6 years, we've been running Harmony events across Cairns.
Good.
Initially, we started about 6 years ago in Cairns West area, but we've delivered on the south side and in various locations. So we come back to our roots this time around in Manura, and we've got a nice venue for wet weather.
Good, fantastic. Good venue for wet weather. Now, looking here, paper that I'm reading, 250 people confirmed to attend. So they're good numbers.
Yeah, they're very good numbers. It's always a really great event.
And do you have like small businesses, people there sell their produce or products? Is that available?
No, so everything on the day is free.
Okay.
We've got a number of community service stores, so some of our partners will be there advertising their the work that they do in the community. So there'll be a community meal, a sausage sizzle, stuff for the kids, and lots of entertainment in the concert.
Fantastic. Now, you're the manager of the Multicultural Service, Centrecare FNQ. How long have you been manager there, Andrea?
I've been manager since COVID, so it's been a while now, 4 years.
Yes, enjoying it.
I've worked here for 7.5 years, so I started as a youth worker with all the kids. Good.
And climbed up the ladder. Fantastic. And your background, we say who you mob, where you from?
Yeah, so my family's originally from Sri Lanka. I'm born in Australia. My parents have been here over 50 years.
Yes.
And so, yeah, both my mum and dad have been here from Sri Lanka for that time, all in North Queensland.
Good, fantastic. Well, my sister, good yarn with you. Thank you very much. That's an open celebration, Harmony Day, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m, Elevation Church in Manura, here in Cairns. Centrecare FNQ celebrating Harmony Day. Thank you very much, Andrea. All the best. Keep smiling.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye. There it is. Andrea Obiesekere is her name, and she's the manager of the Multicultural Service here in Cairns, Harmony Day. And they say Harmony Day, but Harmony Day should not only be a day. It should be 365 days a year, people. Harmony Day. I love the sound of that. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? About 12 minutes left on the program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Fighting for our rights in the land of the indigenous. We got to stand up for our rights.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Fire Dance, Adrian Walter, Aminu, and we're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, mate. I'm sunburned after Saturday.
Yep. What happened Saturday, brother?
Can you tell me who team won and good luck to you, whatever happened?
Oh, okay, right. In regards to the local election, and we're talking about Queensland across the state, here in Cairns, it's the mayor is still looking at it. They're still counting numbers, but it looks promising for Amy Eden, who was my team leader in the Team Eden team. She's looking at very closely to winning the mayor's position.
I've got my fingers crossed.
And also, I'm still in the race. They're still counting my division. It's a waiting game for me, but enjoying the journey. If I get in, great. If I don't, great. Life is good. It's good to be part of the so-called democracy.
That's right. And as a democracy, well, I'll tell you what happened on Saturday. It was about 8 o'clock and I thought, oh, there's a council election on down here at the school. So I thought, right, I grabbed my big sign and I went down there and I got a park right at the gate.
Good.
I got there, mate, at 8 o'clock and I was there till 5:30.
Why were you there till 5:30?
Because I wanted people to see the signs.
Thank you. You were campaigning yourself.
I was sitting right next to Amy Eden's signs all around me there, and I was telling people, they're not racist. They got you on the team. I met a lot of your friends and people that heard it on the radio, and they come up and talked and about all kind of things, the cemetery and the state of the Green Patch and the river, and it was really good.
Good. So that's why you're there, 8 to 5. Because I'm thinking you turned up 8 o'clock and you left at 5. I'm thinking, why?
Yeah, I left about 5:30 and started raining. And it was a good day until right till near the end.
Yeah.
And I had the big sign up there about grave robbing and taking the crosses out and things. And this fella come out of the blue and he wandered out and he said, oh, you should be ashamed of yourselves, you know. And I was looking at those people standing around. I was talking to them. And they... he reckon, oh, you should be ashamed. You're not Aboriginal. You want to paint yourself up and all this shit. And he said, and if you want to know, I'm the one in town that takes down all your signs. So I let him have it there, mate. I really let him have it. Called him white trash the whole lot in the street. And I was really calm, peaceful day. And
Get one in the crowd, don't you? Always get one in the crowd.
You always get one and that particular arsehole turned up. And it's good because they get identified and people see what we're up against, you know. When he's protesting against a protest, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, true, exactly. It doesn't make sense. Two wrongs don't make a right, eh?
That's it. Stand up and be counted, mate, like you did. And we're both doing the same thing. And all the best to you.
Thank you.
And I'm really hoping that Team Eden gets in and your mob, mate.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We need a big sweep of change.
Change is the engine of growth, I always say. Yes, change is good. Change is the engine of growth. Change is good.
Yeah, and when good men do nothing, rich men prosper and all that.
True that, brother. Yeah, mate. Thank you, Tony. All the best, eh?
Yeah, all the best to you too, Trev.
Bye-bye. Tony Gibbs there, having a say, having a yarn. And yes, for those you don't know, you probably do know, especially in the state of Queensland, we had the local elections just happen. Last 2 weeks had the pre-poll and Saturday just passed. Saturday 16th was the election day. And yes, I did throw my hat in the political arena. They're still counting up my numbers in my division. And our team leader, Amy Eden, looks like being the mayor of Cairns. And look fantastic. So there it is. So... still counting up the votes. Don't count the chicken before the hatch, but enjoy the journey. That's what I always say. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Que sera, que sera. We should make a song out of that. Have you say Yana Strong. 7 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That daily track, My Kind of Life. My Kind of Life, Living Free. We've got Sowen on the line. Sowen, good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. Yeah, I just got the Tony there, brother. And yes. Having a go at him, brother.
Yeah.
Brother, you know, it's blokes like Tony that middle of folks like him that don't let the ethnicity limit their humanity, brother.
Yes.
And if his sister that passed away, people fall in love, brother. Not, you know, racists don't fall in love, brother. And, you know, like a lot of black brothers, they say to one another, they say, oh, but you wasn't there, you know, when we protested and all the time. But brother Tony, he was there, brother, or brother Tony there. Yeah, good on you, brother, for having a go, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
But, you know, you're some kind of person that a motivation, and you can say, but you still got a chance, brother.
Yeah.
You know, Frank Lanza, he had a team of Murrays, but I don't know if there was any candidate, but has there ever been a Murray on the council here?
No, I don't think there ever was. So I'll be the first if that's the case.
And, brother, I hope you do, brother, but yeah. Good on yourself, but it's not over yet, brother. Not over. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. There it is, Selwyn having his say, and Yarn Up Strong here. Look, it's come to the time where Trendy Trevor signs off for today's program. Back in the hot seat again with National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So big shout out to NERS. Thank you very much. Allow us along to go on the airwaves around the country. Fantastic opportunity. Great to be doing a show. And love Yana to all the mob out there. It is a voice for our people, so do utilise it. And even if you disagree with what's been said, then have your say. It is an open conversation. With that, Trendy Travel sign off. Thank you very much for your company. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National Radio Service. And stay tuned for that. And big shout out to First Nations, all First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours, keeping our yarn strong, keeping our music strong, and keeping you connected, you mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yarn soon, too deadly.
Por culpa de...